Slava, a disappointing result after looking as an easy win 4-1 up after the first period.
Yeah, I think you summed it pretty much up. It's basically a switch, isn't it? You go 4-1 up, and Wahib, we decided to rest him a little bit. He struggled with his with the injury, a small injury, but at the end of the day, you know, we have games coming up, and we have to monitor everyone, right? And I think you no matter what meeting you do, you think that we can just maintain the momentum. We'll always have this 60-minute performance, and today we just switched off, and then they got back into the game. And when you switch off mentally, it's very hard then to change it. And we'll always say Bracknell is that kind of a team that thrive on a tied game or one goal each way, and every time they score, you can see the energy was coming back to them. But we managed, even out of the bad situation, to get into our tee and then into the penalty shootout. But, overall, of course, it's disappointed.
Was there visions of the Sheffield game earlier on in the season?
It's pretty similar, yeah, when you go up and you switch off. I have to give a full credit to Bracknell as well, because they're fighting for everything. They're fighting for every game. They took Swindon into the penalty shootout and so on and so on. So they know they want to work hard every game, and that's something that I think we didn't do for 60 minutes today.
Is it a bit of a worry to drop a point when obviously Basingstoke beat Milton Keynes tonight for the third place?
There is no worry. There is no worry. I told you last week before, and it's still the same. Now it's about getting the guys back, isn't it? Getting the guys back and getting ready for, you know, next month.
Yeah. Talk about getting the guys back. I thought Ben Russell had a pretty solid game.
Yes, Ben skated for the last 2 weeks. He had no effects, and we spoke to him on Friday, and he said he's ready to play, and I think he definitely played well after such a long layoff.
And then Telford tomorrow after a difficult night tonight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a totally different game. It's a different team, and I think what we probably need to understand in the dressing room, obviously all of us, including the coach and staff, that it's we can't prepare for the game tomorrow as we did today.
The Martin Susters situation, the suspension, can you give us some more information what's happened there?
I can only say one thing. Nobody's bigger than the team. That's the rule we have, and that's the end of it, Martin.
Was it a fact that he was trying to sign for another team? Was it something like that going on?
Like I said, that's the total outcome. Nobody's bigger than the club, and we all know that. We live by those rules, and like I said, that's the end of the matter.
Obviously, it's a bit of a lose-lose situation for both sides, I guess, but do you think there's any way of some rapprochement in the next few weeks for Martins to come back?
It's the end of the matter. That's it.